Серега.
Чего?
Почитай Писание.
Откуда?
Откуда хочешь.
Хвалю вас, братья, что вы все мое помните и держите предание так, как я передал вам. Хочу также, чтобы вы знали, что всякому мужу глава Христос, жене глава муж, а Христу глава Бог. Всякий муж, молящийся или пророчествующий с покрытой головою, постыжает свою голову. И всякая жена, молящаяся или пророчествующая с открытой головой, постыжает свою голову, ибо это тоже, как если бы она была обрита. Ибо если жена не хочет покрываться, то пусть и стрижется. А если жене стыдно быть остриженной или обритой, пусть покрывается. Итак, муж не должен покрывать голову, потому что он есть образ и слава Божья. А жена есть слава мужа. Ибо не муж от жены, а жена от мужа. И не муж создан для жены, но жена для мужа. Посему жена должна иметь на голове знак власти над ней для ангелов. Впрочем, не муж без жены, не жена без мужа в Господе, ибо не...
Читай, читай дальше.
Ибо как жена от мужа, так и муж и жену, все же от Бога. Рассудите сами, прилично ли жене молиться Богу с непокрытой головой? И сама ли природа учит вас, что если муж растит волосы, то это бесчестие для него? Но если жена растит волосы, для нее это честь, так как волосы даны ими. Волосы. Для нее это честь, так как волосы даны место...
Данила, слышь, Данила, праздник, праздник, Данила, а вы говорите, да какие же они грешники, да какая же она грешница, даже если платка не носит. Ну, нашли грешницу. Ну что?
Ладно, ладно, не трожь. Пусть покается раб Божий. Thank you.
Надя, до поворота и сразу же домой!
Не зри, мне светлых дней, весны обманчивой моей.
Investigators say that in July of 2018, three sisters, Cristina, Angelina, and Maria Khachaturian, then age 19, 18, and 17 years old, killed their father, Mikhail Khachaturian, at their home on the outskirts of Moscow. Materials gathered by investigators included substantial evidence of regular sexual and physical abuse by Khachaturian against his daughters. The case has attracted widespread attention from Russian media and civil society, and has pitted defenders of conservative values backed by the Russian Orthodox Church. On domestic violence as a way to bring alleged perpetrators like Khachaturian to justice and enable their victims to plead
Маша, Гошка, привет!
Привет, Прочь!
делаете, а?
Зачем ты это все затеял?
Зачем ты затеял?
Как зачем? Ты знаешь, это Боренька до революции еще лекарства привозил.
Да что ж ты все выбрасываешь?
Как же не выбрасывать? Как же не выбрасывать это? Ты посмотри, сколько. Ты посмотри. Еще травы напихала. Ой, что ты даже знаешь, что она помешана на лекарствах. Ей доктор прописал железо принимать, а она гвозди варила и пила отвар. Да, вот даже отравиться.
I remember when Dad caught the three of us playing a game on the family laptop. We weren't usually allowed to play games online or watch anything on TV, unless it was something Mom and Dad approved of. We were playing the game in the front room of our house. The room had high ceilings, a large dining table. That's where the piano lived. Dad got really mad and started yelling at us. He sent us to our rooms and berated us for what felt like hours. The sound of that yelling really echoes in a house with no carpet, high ceilings, tile floors. The next thing I know, he brings us all out to the dinner table and there are plates of food for all three of us. He asks us one more time who turned the game on. My memory here is still a bit hazy. I can't remember if one of us responded. I do remember that he put his hand on the back of Masha's head and pushed her face into the plate of food in front of her. He kept releasing, asking who turned the game on, and then proceeded to push her face into the plate of food again. I remember Masha sobbing hysterically, and then it getting drowned out by her face being pushed into the plate of food. Sonia and I just had to sit there and watch because he wouldn't let us leave, and we got sent to our rooms to go to sleep. People have a hard time understanding the sadness that stays with you your whole life from the abuse. The sadness for your younger self, the guilt. It's a constant presence. To practice compassion for your younger self, the way that adults around you did not, is challenging.
I remember waking with a sore head after Dad pulled my hair repeatedly. The rock in my stomach, waking up the next morning, reflecting on what happened the night before. The stories and instances all merged over the years. I don't remember as much of what he did, but the feelings I had because of what he did. I remember the fear I felt driving home from a tournament in which I performed poorly in, per his judgment. I knew what sitting in the front seat meant. Random hair pulls, slaps on the back of the head, having things thrown at me during his verbal tirade of yelling and screaming. Looking back on it now, that could not have been a more clear picture of abuse. Experiencing abuse is the furthest thing from black and white. I've had many people tell me, "Why didn't you just call the cops?" When I was older, people would ask why I still kept a relationship with him despite all he had done. We are conditioned to believe that our parents will protect us. Those who create us and love us will do us no harm. Inherent trust. So how do you change that thinking, especially as a child, when your innocence tells you that this is the person who loves me the most?
Или поздно вечерком. Кабы я была царица, говорит одна девица. То на весь крещённый мир приготовила б я пир. Три девицы под окном пряли пол. вечерком. Кабы я была царица, ткала б я полотна, кабы я была царица.
I'm sure she even confided in the priests. These friends turned a blind eye to the abuse. As long as my mother and her three girls made it to church on Sunday, everything was good. I believe the church did protect us, in the way that it was everything that my dad stood against. My father is an atheist. Us women leaving for church every Sunday, an hour and a half from home, was not something he liked. So it was really an act of defiance on her part. Since I was the youngest in the family, church seemed like nothing but a chore for me. I never paid attention and did not understand the concept of faith back then. As I've grown older and come to understand what happened with Mom, the abuse from Dad, I've developed crippling depression. I can see myself needing something like church in my life. I think having a higher power to believe in, or having something bigger than yourself to believe in, is something that can help people who want to leave their lives. Depression comes with suicidal thoughts. I believe that's where my mother's unwavering faith came from, because if she didn't have her faith, I don't think she would have chosen to stay in this life.
Mom was conditioned to think that she had to uphold the notions of the church which restrained her from leaving, divorcing him. She believed that getting divorced was the ultimate sin. That meant staying in an abusive relationship. A few days before she went missing, she went to a priest to ask for his blessing for a divorce, and he denied it. She was devastated. That rejection sent her into a tailspin, and a few days later, she went missing. Ironically, the church also protected her from them. Protected her by providing a safe haven at least once a week, where she could get away, at least for a little while. Our time in the church seems like a different life to me. I do think that it's possible to live a just and moral life without having to attend church. I do miss the aspect of community and having access to friendships that were established from diapers. Separating from the church separated us from many people who love and care about us.
Thank you.
confessing to a priest. You lost your virginity. Then being shamed relentlessly. To a priest, you're LGBT. Then being told stick to heteronormativity.
Катерина. Я не расстраиваюсь.
Не расстраиваюсь. 2 балла, надо же. 2 балла, а?
Я все равно поступлю.
А кто спорит? В институты до каких лет принимают? До 35? У тебя еще уйма попыток. Ты хоть бы клубнику себя сняла. А то сейчас Коля придет. Мы с ним сегодня в концерт идем.
В концерт? Тетеха, 2 года в Москве живешь. В концерт.
Ой, нельзя, нельзя.
Можно,
нельзя.
Можно. Ну, можно, ну, можно, войдите. Ой.
Ну, Люд.
Здрасте.
Добрый вечер.
Что это с вами?
А, это вы меня в краску вогнали.
Извините.
Куда вы?
Извините.
Коль, Коля! Коль, подожди, я сейчас! Что ж ты его пугаешь, что он у меня такой скромный?
Да, интеллектом явно не изуродован.
И стыл тебе в Москву ехать, такого ты и в деревню себе могла бы найти.
Thank you.
Не сразу все устроилось. Москва не сразу строилась. Слеза Москва. Снегами запорожена листвою заворожена, найдет тепло прохожему, а деревцу земли. Москву рябины красили, дубы стояли князями, но не они, а ясени без спросу выросли. Москва не зря вся в листву оденется, Москва найдет для деревца хоть краешек земли. Стали мы его судьбою, ты взгляни в его лицо, чтобы ни была в начале, утолит он все печали. Вот и стан обручальным нам садовое кольцо. Нам садовое кольцо.
Do you know her? So you've learnt a story. These three and three, six sisters. How does it seep into the back of your mind? Is it lodged in there, neatly between your images of vodka and bears, winter hats and stereotypes? Do you know her? Yes, there is suffering. But what have you done to your own woman? What is your misogyny? And so I sit, neatly lodged between two sides of the same coin. Consider the ancestral violence, the Jewish ghettos in Odessa, the gulags built by my great-grandfather, the Orthodox Church, both the great oppressor and nest for my mother, Russian feminism, the much, much older sister, the fascism that never left. The other coin, the country I was born in, the land that failed to protect these sisters. American cops who said, just keep it down, be quiet. Fictitious superheroes. The country built on the backs of black women, creators of your labor, forced sterilizations. Nestled in its greatest lie that fascism never came here. It's my country now, too. She absorbs the violence into her skin just the same. Two sides of the same coin. So where is the beauty in her? Both homes a monolith of violence. Where do you cultivate the garden? The cycle repeats itself. How to cultivate, understand, integrate without being a monolith of wounds. I'll imagine it. I'll care for my communities. Accountability. Disintegrate. Rewire. Here lies the garden, the great communion. Unlearn. Multiple truths, not a monolith.
To heal a wound, can you heal a wound? Upon examination, second glance,
to sew a tear of indigo blue. Multiple truths making their own kindness. When the fire burns out, when the fire burns out, when the fire burns out, when the fire burns out. Thank you.
to heal a wound. I will heal a wound upon examination. A second grain's to sow a tear of indigo. To heal a wound, I will heal a wound upon examination. A second glance to sow a tear of indigo. To heal a wound. Accept responsibility for the things you've done. Accept responsibility for the things you've done.